Welcome to the Rock Church Podcast. This is Amanda. We're so glad you're joining us today. We are a church family that exists to love God, love people, and do something about it. If you would like to learn more about us, you can visit us at rockc3.com or head over to your app store and search rockc3 for our app. This is the fifth week of our series called Dangerous Prayers, and this week Pastor Josh discusses the prayer, Lord, send me. Enjoy!
Well, hello, Rock Church. You guys good?
Good.
Hey, I'm glad you guys are here with us today. For those of you in Conway, and I also know we have a bunch of people joining us online right now. I want to welcome everybody who's online, whether you're at home, out of the state, wherever you might be. Hey, Conway people, do me a favor. Give it up for everybody who's online with us. So glad you guys are with us. If you happen to be new with us, either online or on campus, my name is Josh. I'm one of the pastors, and excited that you guys are with us. Please do me a favor if you're new. If you're online, text in the number. Just text the word connect to the number that you'll see on screen eventually. If you are on campus and you're new with us, do me a favor. Stop by the connect corner, as we would love to just connect with you just a little bit further. We've got a gift for you, and would love to just give that to you, okay? So we're going to wrap up today a series that we're calling Dangerous Prayers, all right? And we've been calling them dangerous prayers because we're trying to kind of change our prayer change our prayer rhythm. Because often, too many times, we pray very safe prayers. That we pray prayers that are prayers like, Lord, be with me, or Lord, bless this food. And those are things that are pretty easy for God to do. We also pray prayers that are very inward in nature, like, God, I want this for my life, or God, I want this for my family's life, or I need this in my job. That we're often praying things this direction, which there's nothing wrong with that. Yet, I would say there is another level of prayer that we've been trying to push everybody towards, and that is a prayer that is dangerous. And today, I will say it this way, that today's prayer is all about what we can do for God. Rather than asking God to move on our behalf or for God to do something for us, today's prayer is all about, God, how can I be used for you, or how can I be used on your behalf? Because today's prayer is all about, Lord, send me. Lord, send me. Send me out to do the things that you're calling me to do. And the beauty of today's prayer is that if you're willing to pray this prayer, then in essence, you're willing to pray the other four prayers I've talked about. And maybe you haven't been with us the whole time. The other four prayers are like this. Lord, use me. Lord, search me. Lord, break me. Lord, teach me. And I say it this way, that to say, Lord, send me, you have to be willing to pray those other four prayers. Because you won't say, Lord, send me, if you're not willing to say, Lord, use me. You can't say, Lord, send me, if you're not willing to say, Lord, search me and take care of my sins. You can't say, Lord, send me, if you're not willing to say, Lord, break me of my pride and break me for people. You're not going to be able to say, Lord, send me, if you're not willing to say, Lord, teach me what to do once I get there. So this prayer of, Lord, send me, will take this whole five-week series and wrap it all together. So what does it mean to be sent then? If we're going to say, Lord, yes, send me. Lord, I want to pray that. Well, then what is he going to send you to do? And the answer to that is he's going to send you as an ambassador. Let's look at this verse for a second. It comes from 2 Corinthians, which is in the Bible. And it says it this way. It says, so we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. Let's just camp out on this word ambassador for a second. If you're an ambassador, it means you are a representative for a dignitary or for a king or for a country or for an area. An ambassador is somebody who goes and lives in a foreign place, and they live there as a non-citizen of that place because they are a citizen from a different place. And that's the way it is for us. That we as children of God, we are coming not as citizens of this earth, but actually of citizens from a different place. And we are supposed to be here as an ambassador, as a spokesperson, as a representative of someone else, meaning of God. So we are to be here on this earth to proclaim, to represent God, and to speak on his behalf. Well, what is it that you're supposed to speak? It's right there. That we are to challenge people or even plead with people, come back to God. The Lord is sending us to tell people to come back to God. And maybe you're with us right now. Maybe this is your first time ever at the Rock, or maybe you're just starting to investigate a faith walk with Christ. My challenge to you is I would plead with you to come back to God, that God wants to be in a relationship with you. And what I love is this prayer is for you, because once you grab a hold of that, once you come back to God, you have such an incredible opportunity to go and say that to others as well. So maybe if you're here today, maybe you're new, maybe you're just beginning that faith walk, then I want to give you a strong challenge, come back to God. But I also know many of you who are here that you do have faith. Well, I want to challenge you to live out this life where you're going as one who is sent to save people, sent to challenge people to come back to God. Now, we don't do the saving, but we go with that message that God wants to save you. He wants to bring you back into a relationship with him. But I have to give you this challenge. If you're willing to accept this challenge, if you're willing to say this prayer, if you're willing to say, Lord, send me, then you are going to have to be sold out to it. You can't say, Lord, send me, without being sold out to the mission. You can't say, Lord, send me, without being sold out. And you can't say, Lord, send me, without being a servant. Because to be sent, you have to be sold out. And to be sent, you have to be a servant. Let me explain that real quick as we look at Psalm 105. Over the last 5 weeks, we've looked at a different psalm every week. And this week, we're going to look at Psalm 105. I'm only going to hit two verses in the whole psalm, so you can go on your own time and you can read the whole psalm. But I'll give you two different verses, and I'll kind of give you the context for them. The first one is Psalm 105, verse 17. And this is what it says. It says, then he sent someone to Egypt ahead of them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. That Joseph was sent to Egypt and was sold as a slave. Bottom line is Joseph was sold out. Now he was sold out for the mission of God, but he was also sold out by others. Let me explain that for a little bit if you don't know Joseph's story. That Joseph was the son of a man named Jacob. Jacob had a bunch of sons, and then eventually he had a son named Joseph. Now Joseph was his favored child. That he would often give him a special coat of many colors, that he would often love him a little bit more than the other sons, and the other sons got pretty jealous of this. And one day Joseph was coming to see them way out in a distant field, and as Joseph was coming, the brothers were like, well, here comes that dreamer. They were calling him a dreamer because Joseph had told them, hey guys, God gave me a dream that one day you all are going to bow down to me. Now you can imagine if your little kid brother came to you and said, hey, one day you're just going to bow at my feet, most of us would be like, dude, shut up. You're right? You know what I mean? Like, we would not take kindly to that. So when they saw Joseph coming, they're like, here comes that dreamer. Let's take care of him. Let's just kill him, and let's just get rid of him so that we don't have to worry about him anymore. And that was their plan, but eventually one of the other brothers was like, let's not kill him. Let's just put him in a pit and then sell him to somebody who passes by. So sure enough, that's what they did. They threw him in a pit when he got there. A little bit later, some Ishmaelite traders came by, and they sold Joseph to the Ishmaelite traders. The Ishmaelite traders later sold Joseph to a guy named Potiphar. Potiphar eventually sent Joseph to prison because his wife had sold Joseph out and accused Joseph of something he didn't do. Eventually, the Pharaoh had a dream. He said, I need to find somebody who can interpret my dream. And one of his servants said, I know a guy in prison, in jail, who can interpret dreams. So he sent for Joseph, and Joseph told the Pharaoh, this is what your dream is. And the Pharaoh was like, wow, Joseph, you are a wise man. I'm going to put you in charge of my kingdom. You're second in command. And eventually, due to a massive famine, Joseph's brothers came to Egypt to get some food, because that was the only place where there was food, and they bowed down in front of him, not even realizing it was Joseph. And at that moment, the dream that Joseph had had years before, came to fruition. Now, I want you to think about Joseph for a second. Joseph was sold out throughout his whole journey. He was sold out by his brothers. He was sold out by the Ishmaelite traders. He was sold out by Potiphar's wife. He was sold out by Potiphar. And all that through his course of his life, he was sold out by different individuals. And it would have been real easy for Joseph to have given up on his dream. It would have been real easy for Joseph to have said, man, it's not worth it. Maybe this is not what God has called me to do. Maybe God hasn't called me to be a leader. I'm giving up on it all. It would have been real easy for Joseph to do that. But he didn't, because he was sold out. Joseph was sold out by others, but more than that, Joseph was sold out to the mission of God that God had placed on his heart. So Joseph is like, it doesn't matter what happens in my life, I am not going to stop going down the path that God has in store for me. No matter how difficult it gets, I'm going to do what God has called me to do. I'm going to head to this foreign land. And while he was there, he ended up being an ambassador of God and saved all of God's people, because he was sold out. Now, I could go through verse after verse in the Bible. I could talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were sold out to the mission. I could talk about David, who was sold out to the mission. I could talk about Daniel, who was sold out to the mission. I could talk about Paul, who was sold out to the mission. I could talk about all these people who were sold out to the mission. But let's get a little bit more timely. Let's get, like, as of right now, this day. Let me just talk about Kalok and Hannah for a second. Because Kalok and Hannah are sold out to the mission of God. 15 years ago, Hannah's dad made a decision a little over 15 years ago to come back to Conway, his hometown, and plant a church that we call The Rock. And when he made that decision, along with his wife, his kids knew about it, Hannah and Kalok heard about the dream and said, we're going. We're going to move to Horry County. We're going to find jobs. We're going to help my dad plant this church. And them, as well as a few other small group of individuals, got together. And they started meeting in a restaurant. And then that small group grew a little bit bigger. And then that group grew a little bit bigger. Eventually, they planted the church out of the Conway High School. And then it got a little bit bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And over the years, we've seen just growth every year come. Eventually, Hannah came on stage. Yeah. It's a very good thing. Eventually, Hannah came on staff. A little bit later, Kalok came on staff. Since then, 15 years ago, all right, we've seen thousands of people respond to Christ as their Savior. We've seen over 1,000 people take steps of baptism. We'll, this weekend alone, we'll have thousands of people either joining us on campus or online. All because some people were sold out to a mission and sold out to what God had planted in their heart to go and save people. That we see that in Hannah and Kalok. And listen, I don't think that we've seen growth in the church because of their gifts. Now, they're highly gifted people. Highly gifted. All right? So that hasn't hurt. But what I love about Hannah and Kalok is they said, we'll just do whatever it takes. If that means unloading a trailer for 10 years at the high school, we'll just unload a trailer and set up a stage. If that means helping in Kids Rock, we'll help in Kids Rock. If that means doing student ministry, we'll do student ministry. If that means cleaning a toilet, we'll clean a toilet. We'll do whatever it takes to accomplish the mission of God of saving others, because we want to be sent as an ambassador of His. It would have been real easy throughout the process to jump off the bus. It would have been real easy to say, all right, I've done enough. It would have been real easy in about the ninth year of the history of the church, when Hannah's dad passed away, for Hannah to say, okay, I put 9 years in, I'm done. But I still remember the phone call that when she called me a week after I accepted the job here, and she said, I'm all in. I'm all in, because the mission of God has to go forward. All in. They are examples of what it means to be sold out as an ambassador, sold out as someone who is sent. And we need to follow that example. And here's what that means. You can't settle for being Christian. Let me say that again. You can't settle for just being Christian. Because unfortunately, I think that's what happens too many times in our life. We just settle. We're just like, well, if I just respond to Christ, isn't that enough? Well, that's great. It's great to say, Jesus, I want you as my Savior, and to take on that grace. But Jesus calls us to so much more. He says, don't settle, be sold out, and do whatever it takes to follow me. His words actually come from in the book of Luke, which is a biography written about Jesus. These are the words that Jesus literally spoke. He said this, and if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. It's not just enough to say, I just want to be a Christian. I got to be sold out to it. Verse 33 says it like this. Again, Jesus' words. So you cannot become my disciple without giving up everything you own. I got to be sold out. I can't settle. I got to be sold out. And I'm sold out as a servant. See, Joseph was sold out to the mission of God. A few verses later in Psalm 105, we see the story of Moses, who was sold out as a servant. Let's read it here for a second. Psalm 105, verse 26 says, then he turned the Egyptians against the Israelites, and they plotted against the Lord's servants. But the Lord sent his servant, Moses, along with Aaron, who he had chosen. He sent his servant, Moses. See, what ended up happening is the Israelites all came to Egypt to get food and then to live in the land, because Joseph was second in command. But over time, they grew from one family into hundreds of thousands of people. Most people would say they grew into a group of people well over 2 million people. And because of their size, the Pharaoh got upset. Joseph had passed. He didn't know Joseph's story anymore. The new Pharaoh was upset because there were so many of them growing and populating the area that he got nervous. He thought, hey, they're going to revolt and take over my land. So he just put extreme measures on them, started killing all the baby boys. Well, Moses was one of those baby boys. And through just the plan of God, and also through smart planning of Moses's mom, Moses's mom figured out a way for the Pharaoh's daughter to basically adopt Moses. I don't have time to go into the whole story. It's a great story. But bottom line is, Moses is raised by the Pharaoh's daughter in the palace. But when he is 40, he killed a man. So he fled for his life, and he went out into the desert. And when he was 80, he received a call of God. And God said, Moses, I want you to go back to Egypt, and I want you to now free my people, because my people are in misery. And Moses at first is like, oh, no, Lord. Like, I'm willing to go wherever you call me to go until you told me you want me to go to Egypt. Well, I'm a wanted man there, so God, you must have your messages mixed. You must be sending me mixed signals. Surely that's not where you want me to go. Surely that's not what you want me to do. And don't we do that? When you feel God prodding your heart, when you feel God saying, hey, this is what I want you to do right now, have you ever caught yourself going, God, that can't be right, right? I'm not qualified to do that. I'm not skilled enough to do that. That person doesn't like me. You don't want me to minister to them, right? Like, we do the same thing Moses did. Moses was a servant of the Lord for this reason. He did what his master told him to do. I want you to think about that for a second. You want to be a servant? You want to be sent as a servant? then just do what your master tells you to do. Just do what your Lord tells you to do. And eventually that's what Moses did, and he freed the people. And you know, Moses' attitude was, I'm going to be a servant of the Most High God, and I'm going to go to a foreign land, I'm going to go to Egypt, and I'm going to speak on behalf of him. You know, that's the same thing Jesus did. Moses lived in a palace, went to a foreign land, and told people about God. Same thing Jesus did. Jesus was a prince in a palace in heaven and came to a foreign land that we call earth, and he told people about the Father. And we need to have that kind of attitude. Look at the verse from Philippians. It says, adopt the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be exploited. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a servant, taking on the likeness of humanity. That Jesus said, I'm just going to come as a servant to serve and tell people about my Father. And if we want to be sent as ambassadors with a message that says, come back to God, then what we've got to do is we've got to be sold out as a servant who goes into this world and speaks on behalf of God. And you might say, oh, well, how do I do that? Like, do I have to go to a whole foreign land? Do I have to go to a distant place like Moses or a distant place like Joseph? Do I have to do what Hannah and Kalok are having to do? Do I have to move away to a different area? Maybe. There's a chance. That's what I had to do. I had to move to a different area. There's a chance. But what I would probably say is from the majority of us, all we simply need to do is go where he has already sent us. That you start looking at the areas of your life that he has already sent you and just get active there as an ambassador. Like look at your circles of influence, as I like to call them. Your circles of influence is where you live, where you go to work, or if you're a student, where you go to school, where you play, just meaning your activities. Maybe it's where you hunt or who you hunt with. Maybe it's who you golf with. It's the gym you work out with. It's the workout at, the ladies that you go walking with, whatever it might be, where you play, and then where you worship, all right? And where you worship, obviously, you're all here right now, whether on campus or online. I want you to look at those spheres of influence. Look at those circles of influence and say, Lord, send me there. Say a dangerous prayer. Just say a dangerous prayer in the center of those circles and say, God, send me there. And if God is sending you to one of these places, then what you've got to do by saying, God, send me there, is you got to say, all right, Lord, you're sending me to where I go to work or where I go to school. So use me there, Lord. Teach me how I can best serve you there. Break me for the people who are there. Lord, search me and make sure I don't have any hidden agendas in that area. Or maybe think about it where you live, like your little community, your neighborhood, the people that live within a half mile of your house. Think of it that way. Lord, send me to my neighborhood. Send me there, Lord. Thank you. Lord, send me there. Because there's people that need you. So use me there. Teach me how I can best be used as a servant of yours in that circle of influence. That's what happens when we start praying dangerously in those areas. Your prayers start to become really, really effective. So even as we move into a time of response, let me just say this. Will you say a prayer, Lord, send me? Will you be sold out to the mission of God and implore people, plead with people, beg people to come back to God? Will you look at where you live? Will you look at where you work, where you go to school? Will you look at where you worship? Will you look at the people to your right, to your left? Will you get involved here so that you can help people come to know who Jesus is? Will you serve in an area of ministry here so that you can help people come back to God? Because listen, there is proof in the pudding. God is at work at The Rock. He has been at work for 15 years. And he's got a big plan ahead of us. It's not going to stop today. That he's got ideas, he's got dreams for us. So come alongside and say, man, I'm going to be used. And I'm going to be sent. Will you pray that prayer? Will you pray that prayer right now? And in just a second, I'm going to ask you to stand up. And when we stand up, we're going to go into a time of response. And how we do response time here at The Rock is we just allow you to spend some time with the Lord, because he's got some work, all right? We're not done. He's got work that he's going to try to do in your life, that this message, maybe he's going to weave into your heart, and he's going to say, this is where I'm sending you right now. I want you to go to your gym, and I want you to develop some relationships with the people you're working out with. This is where I'm sending you right now. I want you to go back into your house, because there's somebody in your family that needs to be ministered to. Maybe he's going to do that in your heart. Maybe what you want to do during this response time is come up and take communion. Up on the right and the left of the stage, there's communion. It's been safely prepared. The bread is in an individual baggie so that you can come and take communion and not worry about anything. Maybe go off to the side and bend a knee there in the prayer corner, or hang out by the communion or the baptistry and just spend some time with the Lord that way. Maybe what needs to happen right now is, maybe as you're saying that prayer, Lord, send me, what the prayer you need to pray before you pray, Lord, send me, is, Lord, save me. Because I know in a crowd this big here and on campus, in a crowd as big as it is online, that there's those of us that need to be saved. And if you're online right now, if you're ready to respond to Christ, then just text the word yes to the number that you're going to see on the screen. Just text that word yes, because we want you to walk into a saving relationship with Jesus. If you're on campus, you just say a prayer. Just say a prayer, but don't keep it private. Go public and stop by the Connect Corner, because we want to pray with you as well. Let's go ahead and stand up together. And I'm going to pray, and if you're willing to pray this prayer, to pray, Lord, use me as an ambassador of yours. Send me. Then I'm going to ask you just to raise your hand and you repeat this prayer softly after me. Let's bow our heads. And if you're willing to pray that prayer, Lord, send me, you just raise your hand and pray this with me. Lord, send me. Lord, help me to be sold out for your mission. Lord, help me to be a servant and to do what you call me to do. Lord, teach me. Lord, break me. Lord, search me. Lord, use me. Lord, send me. In your name, Jesus.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you'd like to learn more about how to give to God through The Rock, you can find that information on our app or on our website. Another way that you can give to us is simply by subscribing to this podcast, rating it, telling your friends about it. All those things are super helpful. We hope you have a great week.